guest today is Randy Weston, one of the world's great visionary pianists and composers. His stories, travels, and incomparable melodies make him the perfect guest. It's exciting to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Where have you been? All over the world?
Yeah, let's see. I did a lot of traveling the end of last year. I was in places like Argentina and Kyoto, Japan, and Austria, and Hungary, and France, and Spain, Italy, you know. So I've been traveling quite a bit, yes.
Boy, so you're never home.
You mean being in New York? No, I'm spending more time in New York, actually, now than before, you know.
I'm assuming that New York is home, but maybe it isn't.
Oh, Brooklyn is always home.
Oh, that's right. But you haven't the slightest hint of a Brooklyn accent.
Brooklyn has many, many different accents.
Oh, I'm
sure
it does.
It's such an incredible mixture of people from many cultures, you know.
Certain people have very cultured voices, and yours is one of them. Duke Ellington is another.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Mr. Ellington.
I mean, he's almost as good as the Queen.
That's our royalty.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. I hear that music, I get so excited. I found some 1928 Duke doing some stride piano. You know, it just shook me up, you know, when I said, wow, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure. Well, what are you going to play for us?
Yeah, it's a composition that I've written for a man that really influenced my life in music. Thelonious Monk, you know.
Oh,
yes.
He's one of your favorites.
Exactly. And it happened because of my love for Coleman Hawkins.
So how did Coleman Hawkins lead you to Thelonious Monk?
Well, I was in the Army at that time, and I was on furlough. And Coleman Hawkins was playing on 52nd Street. So whenever Hawk came to town, I wanted to catch him, you know. So I went to 52nd Street. I don't know whether it was the Three Deuces. I forgot the name of the club. And I went into the club, and here's Coleman Hawkins, you know. And he had Thelonious Monk playing piano. Now, when I first heard Monk playing piano, he didn't play very much. I said, that guy can't play no piano. You know, what's Coleman Hawkins doing with him? But I went back again, you know.
Well, Coleman Hawkins had pretty much the definitive version of Body and Soul.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a good place to learn it.
Oh, my goodness. What a classic, classic, you know. And the first time I heard Ruby My Dear was Coleman Hawkins playing it with Thelonious Monk. It just blew my mind.
Speaking of which, how about you playing a tune? What would it be?
It's called A Ballad for Tea. Tea is short for Thelonious.
Oh, of course. Monk, out of all those people, he was your favorite. Why?
You know, music is magic. Sometimes you don't know why you get, why something moves you, why something reaches you. But my mind goes back to Brooklyn, being with Ahmad Abdul-Malik, the bassist.
Yes, I knew him.
We grew up together.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We grew up together.
I did get to play with him once or twice.
Yeah, he was special, but he also played the oud. His people are from the Sudan. So he used to take me downtown Brooklyn to
a
North African section.
Wait a minute, stop a second. Oud, what is that?
Yeah, that's the North Middle Eastern instrument, you know. It's hard to describe the shape. It has a beautiful, beautiful sound, oud, you know. And he played this instrument, and he was bringing the North African Arab music into jazz music. So he would take me downtown to hear the traditional music of North Africa. So when I heard this music, you know, they were playing notes in between the notes, you know, like we couldn't get on the piano, you know.
Oh.
And so Malik would play this on the bass. And the two of us were trying to find something different to play. And we got thrown out of a lot of local bands in Brooklyn. They would put us out of the bands. So when I heard Thelonious Monk, I heard that sound, that magic in the piano, which I had heard at Ellington earlier. So it's just something that's it's so earthy. It's so magic. I can't explain it, but that sound he got and his clusters and his way of swinging,
yeah.
You know. He would do stride and make stride sound like 25th century music.
Well, I've got to hear you play another tune. I can't stand it if I don't hear another tune.
Okay, Mary.
What's this one going to be?
This piece is called African Lady, and it's part of a suite that I did in 1960 with Melba Liston. And the suite was in four movements. First was called Uhuru Kwanzaa, which in Kiswahili means freedom first, because the African nations were just getting their independence at that time, you know. So it was like a salute to the new nations of Africa. Then African Lady, written for our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, little girls, you know. And the third movement was called Bantu. The fourth movement was called Kucheza Blues, which in Kiswahili means when Africa gets its freedom, we're going to have a big party all over the planet. Everybody's going to party, right? So I went to Langston Hughes and asked Langston, would he write the lyrics for me of the freedom poem, which was called Freedom Africa, and the second piece called African Lady. And Langston wrote some beautiful, beautiful lyrics, you know. So that's the piece I want to play for you.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
Somewhere about you writing a book.
Yes, it's been a collaboration with Willa Jenkins. It's my autobiography. It's called African Rhythms, and it's going to come out on Duke University Press. And it's a story of my life, but the story of music, really. What a spirit, where music has taken me, and the people that I've met through music, and so much music has given me, you know.
It's taken you everywhere.
Yes, it has.
I mean, you've traveled so much. Morocco, for instance. Why Morocco?
I want to live in Africa because I want to be close to the traditional music. I heard some music in the States, some recordings of Congolese traditional music, Senegalese traditional music. Music of Morocco, of different parts of Africa, you know? And I heard this music, and I fell in love with this music. So I said, I want to live there and travel and listen to the traditional music of Africa. So I did a State Department tour in 1967. I had not decided what country. I had been in Nigeria in 1961 and 1963, but they were having a war during that time, so I couldn't go to Nigeria. And at the end of the tour, Morocco was the last country. I still had not decided. Went back to New York. 1 month later, I got a letter saying the people of Morocco are crazy about your music. They want you to come back. I went back and I stayed 7 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you worked there?
And I traveled. I went up to the mountains and listened to the Berber music, went down the Sahara. I heard music of the Ganawa people, all the traditional people. And I was amazed because I hear the essence of what we do, you know, what was Africa's contribution to the world in music, you know. And when you hear this traditional music, we say, wow, very powerful.
And you came back and wrote things.
Yes, yes, I did, yeah, yeah. And I also had my own club in Tangier.
Oh, fantastic.
It was called the African Rhythms Club. And in that club, we had everything from a blues band from Chicago to Congolese singers singing Lingala from the Congo.
And did you play in it?
Yeah, my son and I. He was a percussionist. He was so great. And the two of us, here we are, you know, in Tangier.
Was that Niles?
Yes, yes. Yes, we were together. And it was quite an experience.
I would say. Well, so far, you've done so many exciting things. I don't know where to take you from here. So is there any music inspired by the Tanja?
Absolutely. You know, Tangier is an incredible city. I spent time with Paul Bowles in Tangier.
Really?
Yeah. All the heavyweights were there from all over the world, you know. And I was there, and I had a wonderful house overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. And you could see Spain, you know, on the other side, a clear day. And you would see the sun rise, you know. So it had a particular spirit. I wrote a song about my vision of Tangier when I was there. I called it Tanja, and Tanja is Arabic for Tangier.
I'd love to hear it.
Thank you, dear.
Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.